Pope Benedict XVI held his weekly general audience Wednesday in the Paul VI Audience Hall.
In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti.
In his catechesis, the Holy Father returned to the life and legacy of St. Paul the Apostle, concentrating on St. Paul's view of what it means to be an apostle of Jesus Christ. Speaking in English to the faithful, the Holy Father said, even though St. Paul was not one of the original 12 disciples, Paul nevertheless claims the title of apostle for himself because he was chosen and transformed by the grace of God and shared the three principal characteristics of the true apostle.
The first is to have seen the Lord and to have been called by him. One becomes an apostle by divine vocation, not by personal choice. The second characteristic also underlines the divine initiative. An apostle is someone who is sent and therefore acts and speaks as a delegate of Christ, placed totally at his service. The third characteristic is dedication to the work of proclaiming the gospel and founding Christian communities. St. Paul can point to his many trials and sufferings that speak clearly of his courage, his dedication to the mission.
Pope Benedict concluded his English remarks by praying that the example of St. Paul's apostolic zeal might continue to encourage all the faithful of today.
St. Paul can point to his many trials and sufferings that speak clearly of his courage, his dedication to the mission. In this context, he sees an identification between the life of the apostle and the gospel that he preaches. The apostle himself is despised when the gospel is rejected. St. Paul was steadfast in his many difficulties and persecutions, sustained above all by the unfailing love of Christ. May the example of his apostolic zeal inspire and encourage us today.
The Holy Father greeted the faithful in many languages, including English.
I'm happy to greet all the English-speaking visitors and pilgrims present to this audience, including the All-Party Parliament Group from the United Kingdom and the participants in the seminar and social communications at Santa Croce Pontifical University. I also greet the groups from England, Ireland, Denmark, Sweden, South Africa, Zambia, India, and the United States of America. May your pilgrimage renew your love for the Lord and his church, and may God bless you all.
This weekend, Pope Benedict travels to France to mark the 150th anniversary of the Marian apparitions at Lourdes. I'm Chris Altieri.